Are you ready for that song yet?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
You sure? Yeah.
Plenty of C. What? Plenty of C and a G.
And a G.
Go on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh me and the I'll try it. Oh, me and my cousin, one Arthur McBride, as we went to walking down by the seaside. Now Mark would follow, and what did betide? For it being on Christmas morning, out for recreation, we went on a tramp, and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Bam, and a little wee drummer intending to camp, but a day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen we did reply, intending no harm, for we meant to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I would slip in your fist, and a crown in the good bargain for to kick up the dust, and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife. And he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen. While other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. But says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the length of them, as I suppose. And you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and have no desire strange faces to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and danger we batter and chance. For you would have no scruple but to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from Spalvin or Brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hods, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And their old rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, divils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper their edge in the morning. And a little wee drummer, we flattened his pow, and we made a football of his rowdy dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to row, and bade it a tedious returning. And we, having no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to their two bunny backs. And we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits. For it being on Christmas morning,
I just kind of lost it a bit. Should I get it back together?
Yeah, go on, get it
See,
back
I just
together,
noticed I got loads more words than I sort of used to. You print it out twice. Oh, me and my cousin one of them looked bright as we went a walking down by the seaside. Now, but what on earth, what if it's time for it being on Christmas morning? Woo!
Oh dear. Yeah, that's alright.
The thing is, it starts again.
That isn't right, that bit there. The GC bit at the end.
No, it's yeah, it's on char. It's on the cha. Charming. Oh, right, okay. Well, it works.
It works, right. Okay. So that was a cover called Arthur McBride, wasn't it?
Arthur McBride. Oh, my Jesus.
And the Sergeant. It was a traditional song. Right, so next.